6. Good morning. It's the morning after on Q105, Q105.com for podcasts after the show. Also, there's a picture up. There's a picture up right now on the Facebook page that we have going. Of course, you can like the Q105 page. I'm sure you probably know how to find our personal pages on Facebook. But Eric D and the fam, there's a picture up, and we're doing a pants thing. A quick pants thing because we're trying to figure out what color our friend Demarius's pants are. D, what do you think? I know the lighting's different.
Pepto?
Yeah.
Pepto. I like that. Okay.
I said mauve, which was my mom's favorite color for furniture in the 80s. Not a knock on you, Demarius.
Right. Yeah, right. It's not, but... I don't know colors, so...
You're asking.
That's not good.
I had to walk a pair of pants from one room to another just to determine what color they were. And because at one point they looked gray, and then at another point they looked light brown, and... It was the worst.
Really?
I had to bring my wife in on it. I'm like, Kara, what color are these pants? And she didn't know. We took it to the kitchen. We took it to the bathroom. We took it into my office. Couldn't determine what color the pants were. So I didn't wear them.
I've been there. Have you ever been stuck between black and like really dark navy
blue?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't tell you how many times I put on navy blue socks with a black suit. Like, oh. And then not realized, oh, this is the worst.
We have a lot.
I'm
to
having
get
a
to.
Moment, Philip.
Okay, I can see.
Demetrius says he's not sick. He sounds sick, but we're glad that you're here with us till 10 o'clock the morning after Saturday mornings and podcast. Pretty easy to find. If not, make sure you like that Eric D and the Fam Facebook page, the Q105 Facebook page. A lot to get to today. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
And Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
2 weeks in a row.
You're welcome.
It's a streak.
And our friend Demarius Sims.
Rise and shine.
I like that.
I know.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna keep
you
it
should.
Definitely.
That's your thing.
It's like she's like a cup of coffee and she's like, rise and shine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you get into my house?
I'll give her the door code to my place. That's when you know she's truly official.
Yeah.
We'll get to relationship stuff later on, mine and Phillip's. I
okay.
We're not together.
No.
Anymore.
No, never, ever.
He has
different
one.
Relationships.
Yes,
right.
He has one, I have one. But first, let's start with where we kind of left off last week, and there was radio and text silence from one, my good neighbor, Demetrius. How did we leave drinking after work?
It's all good.
Mm-hmm. But how did we get to all good?
You ever find out, like, you ever fix something and you don't know how it got fixed?
No.
Like you ever just like whack, like your washing machine breaks for some odd reason, then you're like, oh, it's broken, and then you go down and then you turn it back on and mysteriously it works
that
again.
That has happened before, or something like that.
Like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, wait, that's kind of what happened to my marriage.
Let me give you another analogy. there's a mark on your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you ignore it, it goes away, but then it comes back as cancer.
That's no, why that's not how that works.
No, I think.
Right, sorry.
I think we had a long discussion. I will tell you, mm-hmm. It was like radio silence for a day, like in my house. It was like the demilitarized zone, like. But and so it made it uncomfortable. But I guess like we talked about it. I came to it, like, I understood where she was coming from about it.
Good for you.
And then I said, I'm a man, no.
Okay.
No, I'm totally,
we're going
I'm
back
totally,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll just start the fight all over again.
Do you want to know where I get the lettuce from that I give to the girls in the basement for Kara?
No, and then, basically, we came to a compromise. I mean, the right to do it every day
mm-hmm.
is okay, but you don't have to do it every day.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you have the right to like run up on somebody and stab them, but you shouldn't do it.
Right. You know, so I got more caught up in the concept of the right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got Martin Luther King Jr.
You got
like,
real righteous.
Yeah, like, I have a dream that one day a man can stop at a bar every day and have a drink every day. That is my dream.
Where are you now? Is the question.
Right now, uh-huh. I'm more like... I'm more like Congress. I'm like, all right, we'll talk about this. We'll put a couple things in this bill. And then hopefully we'll can get it all signed and passed. There's a lot of compromise.
I love it.
I put a little money in for the wall. She put a little money in for the bottle.
I didn't know where the room for compromise was, because it seemed like this discussion had happened quite often in the Nicodemus household. So what was her compromise?
Well, she understood that was a thing, and yes, but here's the problem, and this is the problem that you that people have with most theories. I got caught up in the concept and the theory, the belief that I had a right, and that was like, and all things being equal, I was like, oh my God, that is my right. But when you try to put it in real life, your right can ruin a lot of stuff.
I feel like the more you use it, the more just like, no, you don't actually have that right.
It's okay that you have it, but you can't use it. You know, knowing that it's there, that occasionally you can pull it out and make it a thing is fine, but you can't use it every day.
I'm happy you came to that conclusion. That is good to have in the back of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes on a sign on the wall in the bathroom that I look at as I brush my teeth.
It was.
Your wife's feelings matter.
They do. And I thought you took them into account. And that's why I asked them. And what we're talking about is Dee was going to have a drink after work, whether to socialize, meet, decompress before he went home. Kara had an issue with it, and we've had talks like this before. And I had asked you last week, what if this were the gym every day after work? And you said it would be a different story.
Mm-hmm. It would be a different thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't come home, you know, too sweaty.
I mean,
you know,
you can come home jacked off a pre-workout.
Yeah. You know, like, oh my God, all this protein. Push-ups on my back now. Yeah. No, but it was the, I didn't realize, well, what I lost in all the stuff that I have going on is some of the stuff that she has going on. Mm-hmm. Like how hard it is for her, you know. Her gig as like a mom hanging out with the boy all day is a stressful job, and it's not like the baby clocks out at 5 and goes, all right, okay, now that I've you know, pooped all over everything and colored on the walls, I'm gonna behave like a mature child and I'm gonna sit here.
If they did that, that'd be awesome.
It would be dope.
Yeah,
but he does that 24/7, so she doesn't get a break.
Right.
You know, I come home, I expect a break.
Did anything come out of this? Like, I really appreciate and like the way you're explaining this. I'm learning. Did Kara grow at all in your eyes? And I don't know if you want to talk about this on the air. That's why I ask. Did Kara grow in any way? Like, because I know one sticking point as we wrap up this discussion to start the show with her has always been, she's home, but she needs to do something that isn't Cohen related. Has she like focused in on trying to do that?
She's been, you know what? She's been going out more. She's socializing, and you know, here's the thing. It's really funny. Like I'll go like this. This is me being the benevolent husband that I am.
Yes.
I'll go, hey, yeah. I'm like, why don't you go to the why don't you go to Kroger's all by yourself and do the shopping? How's that for a break? Why don't you go pick out some bread and eggs and stuff? And put that all on my bill. No, yeah.
Shit.
And bring home some bacon.
This.
Yeah, so.
This right here.
But those are the little things. Like, the fact that she doesn't have to take him into the store is a huge relief for her.
Yeah.
Because he's the kind of kid that wants to eat it now.
Oh, I'm that kid. Yeah. Still.
Like,
so,
he's like,
fine.
What? Lucky Charms. Open them.
Yeah.
Open them. And you got to give an empty box to the cashier like this. Hey, ring this up.
I understand how children sap your energy now. It's not from playing with Nuji Cohen. Yes. It's the little things that add up throughout the course of the day. Like, he likes to go out with me to walk the dogs. I have to wait just a little bit for him to go down the stairs out of the apartment. And then we get to the door. The dogs are waiting, pulling me. They're like, why can't we go? I'm like, we're waiting for the little 5-year-old. It's the little things that add up over the course of the day.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, okay. Because you really just can't go keep up, kid.
No, you can't. Know? That's not a
and
thing. Pff,
if you're not ready, we're out.
Yeah. Right. Instead, it's the little things, like mentally and physically.
Oh, yeah. Like, dude, the worst thing in the world is when he learned how to open the refrigerator. It's the worst. Literally the worst.
What's he go for? Everything?
It's like this. I'm going to get a juice. Oh, a juice. How self-sufficient of you.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, is that like two raw eggs and a slice of bacon you have in your hand with yogurt? Yup. That doesn't look like juice. One thirsty. Well, you told me you were thirsty.
He's probably just on his way to get to the juice. Yeah, he had to get through all the rest of that.
Because he's like shiny nickel kid. He's like, I'm focused on some juice. But then he opens it up and he's like, shelves of different stuff. And he's like, what was I in here for?
We all do
two
that.
Raw eggs and a piece of bacon.
Do the eggs land on the floor?
2 days ago, my son has discovered that he would rather pull his diaper down and aim his butthole at it and poop in it. Yeah.
What?
Like, he doesn't poop in his diaper when it's up. He likes to pull it down to like around his knees and like hope to God that he's like some kind of poop bombardier and just drop a load in it. Yeah.
Who taught him that?
He did.
Oh, okay.
Wait, does he pull it up after?
Do you think he just picked that up out of the house somewhere?
Like
he just burst into my bathroom and I was like, yeah. No. No.
Karen,
I have so many questions.
Are into freaky stuff.
I can see.
818, go like the Facebook page. Help us figure out what color those pants are. And we'll do a little fill-up torture, assuming the computer will cooperate next. There are payoffs and